This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
Our policy on cell phones is quite simple. The default this September, unless explicitly directed by their educator, for a child is out of sight, out of mind when it comes to cell phones in Ontario.
That's Stephen Lecce. Yesterday, we'll hit him with our questions coming up after the 8 o'clock news this morning. Look, I've heard from teachers, it's a practicality issue. They do need a lot more information. It's not September yet. It's only April. So I think the ask for information is really fair. I don't think most educators have the means to take care of, in a worst case scenario, six or seven $800 cell phones in their desk all day. Most teachers told me they don't even have a desk to lock anymore. So they've been asking for years, hey, give us the means and we can store these safely confiscated phones. And so far it's been no, no, and again, no. So then if you can't lock them up, you can't take them instead. Oh, look, a lot of practical issues. I don't think there's any question about it. We'll see where this goes. Muna Kadri is joining us on Toronto Today, and she is a local OSSTF president. Thank you very much for the time today, first of all.
Thank you so much for covering this issue. I'm so glad reporters have really taken up the cause.
Well, of course. Do we all agree? Are we all on the same page? Are we all in the same tent that something with more teeth and more empowerment of educators needed to be done? We just need to find the practical means to get there.
Absolutely. How good does it feel for the fact that we all are on the same page? I think parents are crying out for more. I think education workers are crying out for more. And, you know, for all the times we say that the minister has missed the mark, he has landed on the mark to identify that we do have an issue. It's a question of, you know, we need to get together and figure out how to solve this David versus Goliath problem of tech companies sort of weeding their way into our classrooms.
Now, there will be parents listening that don't necessarily agree with you or me or the minister. I got to keep in touch with my kid at all times. I need to let them know where they need to be after school. I got to remind them of a dentist appointment 2 weeks from Wednesday. There are those parents out there. And I hate to say we got to leave them by the side of the road. We got to wean them off their connection to the kids the same way we got to wean the kids off, don't we?
Well, it's a few issues. Really, we need to get to a place where parents feel that they can send their kids to school and they don't need that constant connection in terms of their students while they're in class. And so what can we do in our school buildings to make our parents feel like they don't need that? Because there's still lunch where students can get on their cell phones and connect with their parents. We just need every period, 75 minutes, total focus in the classroom on what's happening.
When did you start, Muna, to see this start to go in the wrong direction here? That it's far too much of a distraction. The phones, even if I'm talking to somebody 15, 18 years younger than me, maybe they were taking a flip phone to school and they could call someone and text someone. It wasn't like having a mini computer in their pocket, was it?
Do you remember when we had pagers and the pagers beeping in class would be a bit of a distraction? Come on, you know, that was our time. I would say when I was teaching in the classroom 15 years ago, when I first started teaching, they were a distraction at the time. And you could sort of see the addiction forming. And so this is not a new issue. It's something we've been facing for years, but we've been coming up with the same old solutions. And, you know, modern problems require modern solutions.
So I lay out some of that practicality. No locks for desks. Teachers are worried that if a student's phone gets damaged or heaven forbid goes missing, they'd be liable or the school would be liable. How do we sort of check the boxes of these? Again, there's a lot that can get sorted in the next 5 months. How do we sort out some of these practical issues that they genuinely have, these educators?
So these practical issues are Band-Aids. And so what the root cause of the situation is, and we called it 5 years ago when Lisa Thompson, then Minister of Education, said, you put more kids in classrooms, they'll be more resilient. Our classrooms are super crowded. So you've got one teacher at the front or circulating with 35 kids. That's why kids are sort of getting drowned in their cell phones. And so what we need to do is address the root cause. We need to lower the number of kids in each classroom so teachers aren't losing 5 kids in the back, 10 kids in the back because they're lost in their cell phones and the teacher is juggling 30, 35 kids. And so it's not about locking them up. That's your Band-Aid solution. It's about creating a climate where kids don't feel like they need to get lost in their cell phones.
What about the teacher's own use of a phone? I don't want that to be policed too tightly. And it's tricky because it's very much, to pardon the phrase, monkey see, monkey do. And we know this even in our own households. Well, if we're using our phones at the dinner table, if our kid's telling us something important and our nose is in our phone, we'll snap to it and be like, I got to be better in this moment. There's a responsibility here for teachers too. I think they're willing to embrace it, right?
Absolutely. But you have to remember, like in my board at the York Region District School Board, teachers need their cell phones to log in to do attendance, not because that's the device they do it on. We have multi-factor authentication. So they get a code that allows them to log in, texted to them. And so when you look at teachers in classrooms and the way they use their cell phones, it's a necessity because school boards have sort of integrated them into their login systems.
You noted and you quoted the education minister who said, I'll have the backs of teachers who enforce this policy. And you wrote, and I think teachers, again, appreciate this, I'm going to be cashing that check. That,
I'm going to CC him on a bunch of emails,
right,
so I'll tell you.
What's your worst fear about teachers coming back and saying, you told me to confiscate, you told me to be tough, and now I don't have the backs. Now parents are all over me and even the administration's all over me because we do have unhappy parents now. What happens then?
I've lived it. I'll tell you, I had a teacher, a great technology teacher just last year who actually built a lockable box to put cell phones in so students wouldn't be distracted in class because we already have this policy in place. And he's, you know, a great contractor teaching woodworking. He's like, I can build this. And he did. But then the liability issue came up and parents said, well, that's a $1,500 iPhone. If something happens to it while you're teaching or doing this, you're liable for it. And then, you know, the world came crashing down on the teacher. And so who is going to support my colleagues in these situations? And if it's going to be the minister, I'm going to show up and ask for that support.
What are next steps for teachers, people like yourself, I'd say board members, board trustees, union reps, to meet with the minister and make sure that whatever else gets disagreed upon, that everybody's uniform and strong going into the fall on this policy?
Well, here's the truth. Nothing's changed. This is the exact same policy that we have at the on the books in my school board. So what we need to understand from the minister is what's changed about this policy that's going to get cell phones out of classrooms, and what's he going to do to address the teacher shortage so that we have more supervision and more people to go around to make sure kids are engaged.
Let's keep talking about it, Muna. I appreciate you coming on this morning on this. It's a really important issue. I hope we're in a much better place for everybody, parents, teachers, kids alike, 3 or 4 years from now.
Thanks so much.
There's Muna Kadri, president of York Region OSSTF.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of the daily show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.